This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Surah number 45.
Okay.
Allah says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Have you seen someone who turns their whims into their God? And Allah allows them to be misguided even though they know.
Assalamu alaikum, Ustaz. So, I'm just continuing on the aspect of the atheist agnost that I asked you a few days ago. But this lady I met at work, and she claims to be ex-Muslim, yes, and she claims to have gone to Islamic schools and things like that. And when she declared that, it sort of put me in a position where I couldn't even speak. And alhamdulillah, through this course, I've sort of tried to analyze what went on in her life. And you just mentioned in one of the ayah about how they don't mind higher power. And this was what she alluded to as well. They don't mind higher power, but they have a problem with the humans, the prophets and the and the messengers, right?
Yeah.
She specifically referred to the Khalifa. And she said, we had a problem with all the rulers who implemented Islam on people and made it very harsh on the people. And thus, I don't like this anymore. And she's specifically talking about...
She must not have read our history.
Possibly. But my point was, when you alluded to that, you mentioned that they like, and you gave the examples of those people who like, you know, Allah giving them ilhan directly, right?
Yeah.
And the fact that they like, you know, to go with their whims and fancies based on thinking that Allah is communicating with them directly without having revelation or messengers and things like that.
Yeah.
But you didn't speak about them wanting to do what they want to do. And is that alluded to, like following their nafs more than following authority?
Not in this surah. It's implied. But what's explicitly, it's spelled out in Surat Al-Jathiya, Surah number 45.
Okay.
Allah says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Have you seen someone who turns their whims into their God? And Allah allows them to be misguided even though they know. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوًا. Then he places a seal on their hearing and their heart, and puts a cover over their eyes. فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Then after Allah, who's going to guide them? فَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Don't you make an effort to remember? That's the statement Allah makes. And in that statement, Allah is saying there are some people whose feelings become their ultimate truth, their ultimate God. And then doesn't matter what knowledge comes, doesn't matter. أَبَاللَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. It's not, knowledge isn't the problem. Knowledge isn't the problem. The worship of the wrong God, meaning the self, is the problem.
Okay. Okay,
jazakallah.
Hey everyone, you just watched me answer a question somebody had about the Quran. I'm sure you have many questions about the Quran yourself. A lot of these questions get answered in the Deeper Look study myself and my team do and turn into a series of the Quran on the Deeper Look series available at bayinatv.com. So get your questions answered, sometimes even without having to ask them, by studying these surahs in depth with us at bayinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.